Culture, society, on every street and around every bend lies a world positively overflowing with both. But sometimes, we can all use a night in, removed from the endless spiral of chaos and absolute nonsense that waits outside our doors. And for those nights, there's Drizly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizly, you can shop local stores and compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get your favorite drinks delivered to your door in under 60 minutes. All from the comfort of your couch. Because society is great, but it doesn't have your couch. And it's windy out. And you forgot your jacket. And oh my God, would you look at the line at that place? Are you serious? So download the Drizly app. Or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com today. Welcome on in, everybody. Hello, happy Thursday. Or if you're listening to this on the podcast, hello, hit that subscribe button. I believe we're at 92 reviews on Apple Podcasts. So, I mean, it would be amazing if we could wrap this weekend up with 500 reviews. So if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please leave me a 5-star rating and a review of what you think of the show. I would really appreciate it. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, smash that like button, and hit that bell notification button because there's lots of tea to be spilled in the future. Get on ready. And if you're watching this on Instagram, badges are on. I love badges. They make my heart so happy. And super chats on YouTube. They all make me so happy. We have so much to break down. Really quickly, I got my no filter wine ready. Yes, everyone in the Zach Pack, what's going on? As told by tons, happy Thursday. I got my No Filter Wine right here. I'm ready to flip a table. Yes, available at nofilterwine.com. And really quickly, I hope you snag your tickets to come see me and Adam Newell from Up and Adam. If you guys love Up and Adam and you love me, we're doing a few live shows together this April. We'll be in LA April 7th, Nashville April 13th, and NYC on April 28th. So get your tickets now at spillingtealive.com. Go to spillingtealive.com to get your tickets. Cheers, everybody. Let me know if you're drinking some No Filter Wine with me. Tonight I've got out. I'm ready to flip a table. Available at nofilterwine.com. Okay, so let's get into it. So first up, Kim Richards is joining Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Again, she's back. What's happening? Is this a real thing? Is this a real rumor? Is this fake news? Well, Kim Richards decided to go on her Instagram Live this evening and say that Andy Cohen gave her a little ring-a-ding-ding on her telephone ring. Not on Cameo, which if you're not watching Kim on Cameo, it's one of my favorite pastimes when I'm bored because it's hilarious and I miss Kim Richards on my television screen. Anyway, Kim revealed that Andy gave her a call and asked her if she's interested in returning to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Likely not for this season because this season wraps this week. So likely they're in talks for casting for next season, which it's really early to even think about any of that, but whatever. Anyway, she also claims that she's no longer talking to Brandi Glanville, so their once big friendship has fallen apart once again. As we know, I got myself into a little trouble when I revealed that Brandi had a threesome with Carlton and that Brandi allegedly also had a threesome with Kim Richards and a mystery man. That got them into some big trouble, and I think that's kind of when Kim was like, okay, I need to distance myself from Brandi, so I do feel badly about that, but hopefully I'm not the only reason that they are no longer friends. But I mean, I would love to see Kim Richards return. She said that they didn't really get to have like a deep conversation about returning because Andy had to go put Ben to sleep. But I mean, I think it would be fun. I think it would be a hoot. Kim has always been a blast. I think it would be wild to have all three Richards sisters on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills together. But who knows if Kathy Hilton is even going to be returning next season because things are not looking so good for her. So this is the reason you are all here. So let's dive into the Kathy of it all. But let me know in the live chat on Instagram, let me know in the live chat on YouTube or in the comments on YouTube if you think that Kim Richards should return to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I vote yes. I'm a big fan of Kim Richards. I would love to see her return to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Let me know what you guys think. But let's talk about Kathy. Let's talk about it. Let's get into it. So, Kathy Hilton was scheduled to film on Wednesday of this week for the current season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but she actually ended up skipping filming and is now that her alleged tantrum from Aspen has been made public. Kathy herself did shoot down the rumors when she was interviewed by E! With Paris. They were promoting Paris in Love that is now going to be airing, I believe, on E! It originally aired on Peacock. Now it's going to be airing on Le Television. So they were doing a promo for that. And she's like, I just want to clear up the rumor that I had a tantrum in Aspen. Like, that is not true. I do not behave that way. I'm a good little Christian girl. Clench my pearls. Snap, snap, pat the puss. So she shot down those rumors. But now apparently the women of Beverly Hills are talking about those rumors. Lisa Rinna posted a series of Instagram posts and stories over the past week, one with her iconic, with a gif, I don't know how you correctly pronounce that, but, or the meme, whatever, however you say that. But anyway, Rinna posted that you better believe I'm going to talk about it. And then she takes like a little sip. A little ASMR for you. But Rinna posted that. And then she posted a series of Instagram stories, and she said, you can try and stop me or try and keep me quiet, but the truth is the truth, and it will always come out. And then she posted another story that said, silence is not golden. Pat the puss. And then she posted another one that said, oh, damn, are we back to the cease and desist? Oof. Which is reminiscent of when Denise Richards was sending out the cease and desist a couple seasons ago. And then we have that iconic moment of Rinna being like, ooh, you're so angry. Well, looks like Kathy Hilton is angry that this rumor is getting on out there. Initially, I thought that this meant that Rinna had received the cease and desist after bringing it up on camera about Kathy's alleged meltdown in Aspen. But it appears that none of the cast members for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills received the cease and desist, which was also very similar to when Denise sent it out. She didn't send it out to like Rinna or any of the other women. She sent her cease and desist directly to Bravo and directly to Brandi Glanville, or to the production company Evolution. Sorry. Kathy is apparently not, or her lawyers are apparently sending these cease and desists only out to reporters that is really their attempt to prevent them from running with the story, which is why we didn't really see, aside from like the smaller blogs, aside from like podcasts and YouTube channels like myself that mentioned the alleged meltdown that happened in Aspen. We haven't seen like Page Six or Us Weekly. None of them have reported on this meltdown. And it's because, oof, the cease and desists are going out to the reporters because they don't want the story actually getting out there and gaining any real traction. However, doesn't seem to be the case now that Rinna and the ladies are talking about it on camera. So Kathy apparently does not want the narrative to be out there that she's a diva and that she's throwing tantrums, but Rinna is ready to talk about it. For those of you that aren't familiar with the Aspen tea, it's been alleged that while they were in Aspen, the cast went out for drinks at a local bar after filming for the day had wrapped. So they weren't on camera, they weren't mic'd, they had finished taping, they decided to go out for the night. Erica was really going to let her extensions down and pat that puss real hard. And while there, patrons apparently couldn't be bothered that the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills were in the bar. And the staff didn't really, either they didn't know or they didn't care who Kathy Hilton was, which really upset her. And then she started to throw a fit and she was complaining, like, how do these people not know me? And I kind of get it, like, when you're Kathy Hilton, like, I mean, I don't know. I guess when you're a celebrity or you're someone with some notoriety, you expect people to kind of know who you are, especially when you're coming in as a cast. So to me, maybe it wasn't that they didn't recognize them. It was more that they didn't care about them is really what it is. And I think Kathy Hilton probably had expected to do some, I don't want to, I don't want to call her a diva, but like, this is my own speculation on what, from what I've had, that, you know, this is what I believe may have been Kathy's like intention or motivation behind all of this, is like, she's like, how do you not know who I am? Like, I'm not going to sit here and wait for a drink. You know, it shouldn't take you 20 minutes. This isn't what she actually said, but this is just like my train of thought. Like, I would think she'd be like, get me my drink quicker. Give me better, you know, service. Where if I'm sure if it's like a poppin' night at the bar in Aspen, like, they don't care if Kathy Hilton is there. They have, you know, several other people. They have hot chicks at the bar that I'm sure they're paying more attention to than Kathy Hilton. If anything, she should go to like the Hilton, or what are those, Ruth's Chris. Like, she can go to Ruth's Chris and get the VIP treatment there, but they weren't giving her the VIP treatment in Aspen. And so she was pissed about it. She was throwing a fit about it. Then she apparently left the bar. Lisa Rinna was leaving the bar, and Kathy Hilton decided to join Lisa Rinna, and they both headed back to Kyle's Aspen house. Here's where Kathy allegedly continued to spiral and was having a full-on tantrum. She was allegedly throwing things and yelling, having like a full-on diva moment, like she was on Bad Girls Club. And Lisa Rinna was like, what the fuck? This is Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This isn't Bad Girls Club. Even though, to be fair, Lisa Rinna did have her moment in Aspen where she's like, don't you ever talk about my husband. And she tried to like choke Kim Richards. So we've had a few like Bad Girls moments for Lisa Rinna, but I'm not surprised to hear that Kathy Hilton was throwing a tantrum, because I'm pretty sure Kathy Hilton is used to having cleaners. Like, when you're in the Hilton family, like, obviously we know about House of Hilton, the book that like exposed their past, their upbringing, how their mother raised them, and, you know, some of the dirty, dark secrets of the Hilton family. I haven't read the book. I've just heard of the book. When I went on Amazon to buy the book, it wasn't available. Some people said that it might be available on Kindle. I'll have to look into that. Maybe I'll read it. Maybe we'll recap it for book club. But anyway, I'm not surprised that Kathy Hilton behaves this way, or has behaved this way, because if you think about it, you can behave this way and get away from it, because, and get away with it, because you have the cleaners and you have the money to clean up your image and your reputation. You have publicists, you have managers, you have attorneys that can send a cease and desist to prevent things like this from getting out in the press. The difference now is we have social media, and you have assholes like me that are going to talk about it on Instagram Live and on YouTube Live, and you better believe I'm going to talk about it and mention it all. Mm. So it's not just a matter of preventing Page Six from publishing a story. Now it's actually, you heard Kathy Hilton was in a porn. Vanessa, when was Kathy Hilton in a porn? Yes, I agree with you. It does seem like very spoiled behavior, like spoiled diva, spoiled brat behavior, very Gia Giudice from this week's episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey. But this is why I thought that we shouldn't have made Kathy Hilton a full-time housewife. I was very much in support of keeping her as a friend of, because I was like, if we keep her as a friend of, then we can protect Kathy Hilton. And if we make her full-time, then we have to make her part of the drama, and she's expected to be in the drama. And at least, you know, if she's only part-time and she's only a friend of, then she gets to like be funny and zany and have her funny moments. Although I hear the cast is a little fatigued and saying that like she's amping up this like ditzy character a little too hard, which a lot of housewives do. We saw it like with Leah McSweeney most recently on Real Housewives of New York. Usually when the housewife gets their second season, they amp it up a little too, or they lean in a little too hard to the character that people loved them for in their first season, and then they end up shooting themselves in the foot. I think that's what Kathy Hilton did. But now I'm actually not, like, I think had Kathy not had her whole drama in the press about like trying to get more money and asking for an astronomical amount of money to rejoin this season, I don't think I would have been as hard about like, well, now I think Kathy Hilton should be a part of the drama because she asked for a really big salary and they ended up honoring her salary. And she initially was holding out on filming until they upped her salary. And now here we are. They've upped the salary. And now I feel like, hey, if everything is fair game, I'm pretty sure that's how the women feel. And that's why they're talking about it on camera, or willing to at least entertain the conversation on camera that's not favorable about Kathy, because they know she got a really big pay jump to join the season, and she was holding out because she wanted to again have that diva moment. And she was very particular about coming out in the press and being like, no, I'm not asking for an astronomical amount of money. These rumors are so silly. Oh ho ho, darling, clench my pearls. She's no Kim Richards and she ain't messy. She's very much trying to control her narrative 24/7. Yes, coffee buzz. That's hot. So this is why I thought we should have protected Kathy and not made her full time. But then when the ego got in the way, and she doesn't need the money, but the fact that she was asking for the money kind of rubbed me the wrong way. But anyway, Kyle has actually been out of town filming for Halloween Ends and hasn't been around for any of this. So I imagine there are going to be some conversations with the other women, primarily with Rinna, if Rinna really is the one that's kind of pushing this conversation. I don't know how involved Erica is. I know Erica also posted something on her story about like burning bridges and, you know, if she has to, if we have to burn some bridges, then, you know, we ride at dawn if that's what's going to, you know, keep us sane. Or I don't know. I don't remember the exact post, but whatever. Hi, Donna. Hi, Lizzie Drucker. Hi, Chris O'Shea. Hi, guys. Like I said, badges are on tonight. So if you're on Instagram and you want to send a badge, I would love that. And I would appreciate that. If you're on YouTube, super chats are on. Would love to give you a shout out. So thank you guys. Love you guys. Appreciate you guys. But like I said, Kyle's been out of town filming for Halloween Ends, so she wasn't around for any of this. She actually just got back to LA, and the finale for Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is scheduled to film this Saturday. All of the women are expected to attend. It doesn't sound like Kathy Hilton will be coming, though, if she's already bailing on taping and doesn't plan to like face any of the other women. I think she clearly doesn't want to face the rumors. She clearly doesn't want to have to like have a face-to-face with Rinna or whoever's really talking about this on camera, especially if you know that it's true. I would imagine you just like want to avoid it altogether, the same way Denise Richards wanted to avoid Brandi Glanville when the affair rumors were coming up. Kyle hasn't been around for any of this. So the I would imagine that this finale taping is the first time Kyle's going to actually have to face the other women, despite the things that they've said about Kathy Hilton. So I would imagine that's not going to be a fun conversation for Kyle to have, especially since she's really close to all of the other women. Now this kind of brings us into, you know, old territory where we had Rinna versus Kim Richards, and now we have Rinna versus Kathy Hilton. So I imagine Kyle's probably going to be stuck in the middle of this again. But Erica actually this week had a launch party for her hair extension line, Pretty Mess Hair. All of the women were there. Kathy was not there. And then from the primary cast, Kyle and Garcelle were not in attendance either. Both were said to be working. Kyle, as I mentioned, was off filming Halloween. Garcelle, I'm not sure what she was actually working on, but we also know that she did have some words for Erica when she was on The Real last week and talked about the earrings and how, you know, Erica's always fully diamond out, which, you know, there seemed to be like a little subtle shade. We had Lonnie Love and Adrian Bailon that also jumped into the conversation. So there was a conversation about Erica, and they definitely did not seem to be speaking very highly of Erica. So I would imagine that's going to cause for some awkward tension and might be part of the reason Garcelle didn't end up showing up at the Pretty Mess Hair launch party. Maybe even because she didn't support Erica's new business venture. And who knows? It may have been that she really was working, or she conveniently happened to book herself up at that day, at that time, on that day. Who knows? Sutton apparently was, or actually not apparently, photos came out from the party. Sutton was at the hair launch party, but she's apparently not on entirely good terms with Erica. So I would imagine things are a little sassy there as well. Okay, here we go. Thank you, Lisa Drucker. Thank you so much, my love, for the super chat, Lisa Drucker. Super sticker. Hey, Lisa Drucker. Thank you, my love. Hi, Coffee Buzz. Hi, Rob J in the city. Bravo, 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 bravo. That's right. Kathy Hilton is pulling a Denise Richards bravo, bravo, bravo moment. Boom. Hi, Donna Bell. I wonder if Garcelle will be Team Kathy. I don't know. I would imagine Garcelle would be like, well, I wasn't there, so I didn't see, so I don't know. Is this Rinna spinning her stories again? Like, I think Garcelle, you know, loves to throw shade at Rinna, so I would imagine she might be throwing a little shade at Rinna. Hi, guys. Hi, Chris O'Shea. Hi, Mahina Kawikas. Kawikas. So who knows what's going on with Garcelle. But it seems like G and Rinna are good now. It seems like they're good now, but I also know Rinna and Erica are really close. I know that some people were thinking that Rinna and Erica had some beef in Aspen as well. It doesn't seem, it seems like whatever beef they had wasn't that deep, and they seem to have moved through it. I wonder about Crystal, though, because she and Kathy are close. I thought the same thing, Ronald. Not sure what's going on with Crystal and where she's going to stand on all of this. I would imagine she would be defending her friend Kathy Hilton, because you have to think, Kathy Hilton, like, you have to play the long game, and the long game is a lot more than just the Real Housewives game. Like, Kathy Hilton is very influential in the world of Beverly Hills and just in that world in general, that I would imagine you wouldn't really want to piss Kathy Hilton off. But it looks like Rinna's going hard. Based off of her social media post, she seems like, I'm not going to shut up. This is it, it is what it is, and I'm ready to mention it all. So there we go. Longing for the drive. Hello from Key West, Florida. What's going on, Longing for the Drive? Also, guys, if you haven't done so yet, get your tickets for our live tour with me and Adam Newell from Up and Adam Live. We are going to Los Angeles, Nashville, and New York City this April. Get your tickets at spillingtealive.com if you haven't done so yet. Okay, let's talk about Erica for a minute, because there were some headlines that also came out this week that people were like spreading like an STD on a college campus about EJ Global getting shut down by the tax board. And everyone's like, ooh, look at EJ Global got shut down. But like... You know, I like to debunk the dumb rumors, and this is, or not the dumb rumors, but like the low budget tea. This I consider, I will file as low budget tea, and I'll tell you why. EJ Global has not been in operation since 2020. When Erica filed for divorce from Tom Girardi, she totally bounced on EJ Global, probably because once the lawsuits came out, EJ Global became collateral damage in all of the Girardi Keys embezzlement fraud stuff, especially since we now know that Tom was using her company to write things off on their books. So Erica started a new company called Pretty Mess Inc. in 2021. So it would make sense that EJ Global would be suspended because the company has been inactive for going on 2 years now. So it wouldn't really make sense that that company would still be alive and active if it's currently in lawsuits, if it's likely going to be filing for bankruptcy, and if she's not using it. The company is inactive. And Ronald Richards, who was the one that was making a big stink about this on Twitter, you would think Ronald Richards would know this, since he was the one that announced Erica's starting of Pretty Mess Inc. back in 2021. He's the one that announced it when it first happened. Like, ooh, she started Pretty Mess Inc. What about EJ Global? Looks like she's jumping over and starting a new company so that she could avoid, you know, getting sued, when EJ Global was the company in question. But it's like, EJ Global's inactive. And so for Ronald Richards to make a big stink about EJ Global getting suspended, EJ Global's been inactive. Like, it would make sense that the company would get suspended. Duh. So don't be fooled by the circus tricks. They're just trying to get attention. They're just trying to get notoriety. But there's nothing noteworthy about that headline other than it's a company that hasn't been active and is currently in litigation, or currently being sued and will likely be in litigation soon. So it would make sense that the company is no longer active. Thank you very much. Snap, snap, pat the puss. I heard Erica and Ronald made peace behind the scenes. I'm sure that would make Ronald's wet dreams very exciting. I don't know if that's true. I don't talk to Erica and I don't talk to Ron. So who knows? Maybe they have, maybe they haven't. I would imagine they haven't if he's still popping off about her on Twitter. I'm sure he'd like to pat her puss though. Yay, Rob J in the city. See you in Nashville. I got my ticket. Yay, Rob. Did you get GA or did you get VIP? I know our VIP tickets for LA and our VIP tickets for Nashville are sold out. And last time I heard, we only had one VIP ticket left for our NYC show. So if you haven't yet done so, definitely go to spillingtealive.com if you want that VIP ticket. I heard there's only one left for our New York show. Go to spillingtealive.com. And yeah, general admission tickets are still available for all three cities: Los Angeles on April 7th, Nashville on April 13th, and April 28th, we're coming in New York City. Any news about Sheree on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? How's she doing? I hear she's doing fine. I hear she's doing fine. I don't know if I would say I've heard that she's been much of a knockout. I know Diana Jenkins has been a knockout for sure. She, from what I hear, is very feisty and she's bringing some heat and very, you know, open with her opinions. And yeah, we'll get to see Diana. I guess that's why she earned herself a diamond. Sheree, I haven't heard too much about. So I would imagine Sheree's probably playing it a little safer, which might make sense if it's your first time. Well, I don't know. Sutton didn't play it too safe her first season when she was a friend of, and that got her upgraded to a diamond. Well, actually, Sutton got upgraded to a diamond holder because of her prodding into Erica and Tom's legal mess. So who knows what's going to happen with Sheree. We'll have to see. But I haven't heard too much. Zach, will you be filming at least one of the shows? I'm in Sydney and I won't be able to make it. Hi, Courtney. Listen, we've gotten a lot of questions about live streaming the shows. It's a very, it's a question we've gotten a lot. It's not anything that we've confirmed or are able to do. Like I've said many times, guys, we're really focused on just selling tickets to the shows. Maybe if the shows sell out entirely or whatever city sells out, maybe we can add a live stream option. It's very different depending on each venue, and each venue in each city is going to have its own regulations. So it's a conversation. It's something that's on the table of conversation. Is it the biggest thing at the moment? Not at the moment, to be honest. Obviously, we want to sell tickets to the show. So if we do decide to do that and make that available, which I would love to make happen, it's just more of a logistics issue. You will be the first to know about it, and I would love to make that happen. Maybe I'll go visit family in Chicago and come to that show. Donna Bell, we don't have any shows in Chicago. We're doing LA, Nashville, and New York in April. So if you come to one of those cities, that would be really fun. Sheree is so boring, had to complain. Lizzie, is she boring? I don't know much about Sheree other than, you know, things that I've heard about her, but yeah. I mean, but I haven't heard too much about her. And from what I have heard about her, she seems sweet. She seems like she gets along really well with the women. So I don't know. Kill, bang, marry, Carl, Craig, Luke. Ooh, that's a really good question. I would definitely marry Carl. Oof, and am I going to bang Craig or am I going to bang Luke? I think I'm going to bang Craig. Because I think he would probably be better in bed than Luke. Even though I think Luke is hotter, I think Craig would show me a better time. And then, unfortunately, we're going to kill Luke. But I think it'll be fine. He can chop some wood later. Hi, Mike Lush. Okay, any other questions, feelings, vibes about Kim Richards joining the show, about Kathy Hilton bailing on filming the rest of the season? She seems to be running for the hills like Denise Richards. Any thoughts on what's going to happen at this finale? Any predictions for this finale when Kyle has to actually face the women who seem to be talking about her sister? I think, like I said, I'm actually, at first I was like, we need to protect Kathy at all costs. But then when I found out that she was being a bit of a diva and refusing to film until they gave her a lot more money, even though she doesn't need the money, now I'm kind of like, look, you drew your line in the sand. And if you're getting a bigger paycheck, then I think you have to earn the paycheck. And if you're going to jump into it, if you're going to, you know, get that paycheck, then you better earn that paycheck. Thoughts about Gia's reaction to Joe. I talked about this a bit on Up and Adam because we do a live stream every Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. We go live on his channel to recap Real Housewives of New Jersey. And I was like, Gia is very disrespectful, and I did not like the way she spoke to her uncle. But we had Emily D. Baker come on to the live stream, and she shared, she's like, look, Gia is a 21-year-old woman, which I forgot. Here in my head, I still think Gia is like 16, 17 years old, but Gia is now 21 years old. I was raised to respect your elders and to not speak to them with attitude like that. I don't think I've spoken to anybody with attitude like that since I was a teenager. Obviously, because when you're a teenager, you have a little attitude and you're a little spicy and you feel like you're big and bad. Gia is a 21-year-old woman. She's not a young girl anymore. Emily made a really good point about how she was raised, how, you know, you sit down and you be a good little girl and you don't disrespect your elders and you listen to the men and you show them respect. But she made a good point that Joe isn't the most respectful and he is very machismo. I didn't like it. I'll say that. Watching it, I thought it was disrespectful. He is her uncle. He is an elder. I think she could have been a little, I understand her getting her point across without necessarily having as much attitude as she did. I thought she could have approached it in a better way. But yeah, that's where I stand with that. Any news on Real Housewives of New York? No. There's literally no news on Real Housewives of New York. All the rumors that you're seeing out there, that's like below low budget tea. Don't believe any of those rumors. Nothing is official. Nothing is happening. What I do know is Tinsley has passed on the offer to return. She does not want to come back to the show. Everything else is really up in the air. I don't imagine they bring back Ebony. I don't imagine they bring back Sonia in a full-time capacity. I think at this point, Sonia has gotten to the point where she can be a great friend of, but there's not much storyline to be explored with her. When it comes to Ramona, I know a lot of people love her, but a lot of people also really hate her, and there's like a lot of drama surrounding Ramona, so I would imagine it would be hard for them to bring Ramona back considering all the controversy around her. I think the only shoo-in to return full-time is Luann. Leah is also a bit of a wild card. I feel bad for her because she has her book that's coming out in April. Obviously, they didn't plan this. They planned it so that she would be able to like share writing her book while they were filming the show and then have it come out while the show was airing. Obviously, this hiatus has kind of put a wrench in things. So I kind of feel bad for her and her book promotion, you know, like we saw with Lala. Lala launched her book and launched it while they were filming the show, and she still didn't make the New York Times bestseller list. I think Leah's only in her second season, so we'll have to see what happens with her book. But yeah, nothing is confirmed for New York. I know Jennifer says, I don't like Ramona, but Ramona is good for the show. See, people have lots of mixed emotions about Ramona, but Ramona is also very controversial at the moment. She definitely brings the drama from what we saw on Ultimate Girls Trip. Like, she carried that show. I don't know if we bring back Ramona. I think Ramona is kind of like ready to sail off into the sunset. Anyway, some people are asking about Dorinda. I don't know if Dorinda's coming back. I don't know if they've asked Dorinda back. From what I've heard, they haven't. But again, a lot of these rumors are just baseless rumors that have zero merit or confirmation to them. So I don't even like to pay attention to anything that's going on in New York. Did you find any tea about Mia? Somebody did DM me saying that they think Mia quit Real Housewives of Potomac. I don't know if that's true. I will be totally honest with you. I didn't even look into those rumors. I'm so sorry. I was focused on other stuff and getting ready with the Beverly Hills tea that I didn't even look into Mia. But I don't know if that's true. Maybe we'll discuss it on next week's live. We'll see. Did you hear that Alexia is writing a book? I'm not surprised that Alexia from Real Housewives of Miami is writing a book, My Berry Hill. I think that that is great for her to write a book. I think if any of the Real Housewives of Miami women, Alexia is definitely the one to do it. You know, unless like Lisa decides to write a book about like how to get the best plastic surgery in Miami. Because we all know Jennifer Aydin ain't writing that book. I do feel bad for her because I do love Jennifer Aydin. I feel bad that she has her like terrible nose and her chin implant and her face just ain't cute. And I feel bad for her, poor girl. What happened with Larsa and Kanye? Great question. Don't know. I do believe that Adriana has probably seen Kanye's dick. I know somebody DM'd it to me today because I'd never seen it. And I was like, is it really true that people are saying, Kanye's dick? And that's what Adriana claimed on this most recent episode of Real Housewives of Miami. Obviously, it pissed off Larsa a lot. I think Adriana kind of pushed it really hard. Larsa was obviously uncomfortable with the conversation, so I'm not surprised that she just stormed out. Adriana kind of just kept pushing it, and I think should have just dropped it and like kiki'd with Kiki later on about the Kanye's dick and the story. I love when we talk about Jennifer's nose. I feel bad for Jennifer's nose. I thought she was lying, but hey, who knows? I believe she really saw Kanye's dick. Why not? I'm sure Kanye swung it around one too many times before marrying Kim. Why not? Let's give it to her. What do you think of everything with what Kanye's been doing? I think Kanye is a hot mess express and he needs to get off social media and just like enough of all of this. It's not cute. It's not healthy for your kids. It's not healthy for your divorce. Enough. Enough, enough, enough. Hello, virtuously shady diva. Is Kanye's dick big? The photo that I saw this morning, it was relatively thick and large. It looked limp. I didn't see like a hard dick, but I mean, if you like really big dicks, Kanye seems to be at it. Ooh, good point, Suzette. What did Suzette say? I don't know. What did Suzette say? Well, thank you guys. Like I said, super chats are on YouTube. So if you want to give me a shout out, thank ya. Badges are on Instagram. So if you want to give me a badge, I will appreciate that. And I love that. And I appreciate you guys. Hi, Alicia. Hi, Chris. Hi, Jennifer. Hi, Giselle. Thanks for that piece of info. You're welcome. Cheers, everybody. I hope you're having a wonderful night. Happy Thursday. If you're listening to this on the podcast, happy Friday. If you're listening to this on the podcast, like I said, we are currently at like 492 reviews on Apple Podcasts. So if you want to help me get to 500, that would be amazing. Just leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and let's hopefully get into 500 reviews going into next week. Because like, hello. Hi, Addy Rama. Hi, Alicia. Hi, Giselle. Hi, Elba. Keep the lives coming. Yes, Lizzie. I will. Well, now that I finally figured out how to do the YouTube live streaming, I won't just be streaming on Instagram anymore. We'll go live every Thursday night here on YouTube as well. So you can stay, you can put that in your iCal that like that'll definitely be happening every Thursday nights. I also go live with Up and Adam every Wednesday morning as we recap Real Housewives of New Jersey, and we'll be giving snippets and teasers about our upcoming tour dates. So that would be amazing. My Barry Hill dropped. Ooh, we got, ooh, we're getting badges. What? My boy Ollie dropped a badge. Thank you, my boy Ollie. My Barry Hill. I love you, my Barry Hill. And the curls and the hair look so fire. Thank you for the 3 badges, my love. I appreciate you guys. Lizzie, you're the right amount of truth and snark. Snap, snap, pat the puss. Hi, Wit. Are you just joining now? We're like kind of wrapping up. But any final questions or closing thoughts about Kathy, Erica, Rinna, Kim Richards returning? Let me know. If any of you guys are just joining now and you missed the live, it will be available on the podcast on Friday. It'll be, the recording's available on YouTube. So if you missed it, you can watch the rebroadcast. Or if you missed it on Instagram, you can watch the rebroadcast on Instagram too. Instagram account is at NoFilterWithZach. The YouTube is youtube.com/JustPlainZach, which is my personal handle as well. So if you want to follow me personally, at JustPlainZach, follow the show, at NoFilterWithZach. Get your wine, your Housewives Watching wine, available at NoFilterWine.com. And get your tickets to see me and Up and Adam on tour in April, SpillingTeaLive.com. Go to SpillingTeaLive.com to snag your tickets. Thank you guys so much for all the love and support. Was it Sheree sitting beside Rinna at Erica's hair gig? I believe so. I only saw the photos for like a brief second, and I thought I remembered seeing Sheree at Erica's hair launch party. So I would assume that she's there. We got another badge on Instagram. Elba's meow, Elba's meow. Thank you so much for the 3 badges, my love. I appreciate that and I appreciate you. Okay, Wit says that that was Sheree at the party, so it looks like it was. Kim, is she still sober? I believe so. I believe Kim is still sober and I think that that would be really good and healthy for her. I don't know if we should bring Kim back full time, but it would be great to have Kim as a friend of. You and Adam are going to bring the hotness and the hot tea. You know it, my Barry Hill. You know it. Snap, snap, pat the puss. Let's see what some of you guys had to say. The start of this about Kathy Hilton. Hi, my boy Ollie with the Zach Pack. Hi, Tones. Hi, Michelle M. Marquez. What's up? Yeah, I would love to see Kim Richards back. All right, guys, shall we wrap? I think it's time to wrap. Yeah, I don't know if Kim, California sober. I don't know if Kim was ever like she was always on pills and alcohol, and I would assume that's what she means when she says sober. She's no longer on pills and alcohol. California sober usually means that they're still smoking pot. I don't think Kim Richards was ever a pot smoker. I could be wrong. I don't think she ever smoked pot. That's just me. All right. Well, thank you guys for joining me live tonight. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, smash that like button, and hit that bell notification button so you always get the tea in your inbox. Tea is spilled fresh weekly, several times a week now. We have new podcast episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. We go live on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and recently we've been going live on Up and Adam every Wednesday morning. Lindsay Hubbard from Summer House is on the podcast this week. Sheena and Brock are on the podcast this upcoming Monday for our Valentine's Day episode, which is exciting because Brock also revealed that he finally paid off all of his child support debt. That was like a nice thing to hear. Brock's paid it off, so he is cleared of that debt. I did ask him about whether or not his kids might be in their wedding now. So we talk a lot about their wedding. We talk a lot about their relationship. I asked all the questions that you guys sent in, or most of the I asked all the good questions that you guys sent in. So you can look forward to that. But catch the Lindsay Hubbard interview out now, and then next week, Sheena and Brock are on the podcast. All right, guys. Love you, love you, love you. Good night. Love you. Mean it. If you have a boy appointment, even better. I don't have a boy appointment, but I do have... I was invited to, like, this... One of the brands that I work with is called Foria. They have, like, the CBD sex oil and, like, the lube, the CBD lube and stuff. The one that actually Erica talked about on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills that Kyle and Mauricio gave her. They're having like a party or like a thing tonight with like drinks and hopefully food. I am starving. I don't want to cook and I don't feel like paying for Postmates tonight. So hopefully they have some food. So no boys. Maybe I'll meet. All right, guys. Love you. Appreciate you. Have a wonderful night. And I will... Who is Adam? Your video was cute. Adam Newell from Up and Adam. He interviewed Fallon after Portia stole her man. He interviewed Mary Cosby's mom, Rosie. He has an incredible YouTube channel called Up and Adam on YouTube with over 100,000 subscribers. So if you haven't done so yet, you should go subscribe to him and then see us on tour together. We're going on tour together. So get your tickets at spillingtealive.com. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Love you, love you, love you. Mean it.